On today's OSU Extension Update for Healthy People, Healthy Finances, and Healthy Relationships, we'll look back at 2021 and look forward to 2022. And as always, look at some upcoming programs from OSU Extension. We've reached the turning point once again. I welcome the days getting a little bit longer each day now. I also embrace the opportunity to reflect on another year, to remember and be grateful for all we've learned together. This year, we looked at biases that keep us from saving money, heart health and eating disorders, making our own household cleaners, and allowing our kids to have a summer. We asked if cookbooks are still relevant and talked about the latest financial scams. Here are the top three segments that I will remember from 2021. Number three, should I throw it out? The date on a package does not indicate whether a food is safe. Spoilage microorganisms are different from dangerous microorganisms that cause foodborne illness. Practice food safety by washing your hands, keeping food refrigerated, and cooking to the correct internal temperatures. The second was about Generation RX. According to the CDC, nearly half of all adults in the United States have used at least one prescription in the past 30 days. The mission of Generation RX is to educate people of all ages about the potential dangers of misusing prescription medications. I was able to teach this program to over 50 older adults in our community with a major message to be your own health advocate. And number one, that child tax credit. I talked two different times about this topic, once as it first was announced and another soon before payments were distributed. Though this tax credit is not new, the amount was raised through the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021, which was signed into law in March. Another big change was that instead of getting this money as a tax credit when filing income taxes, the payments were sent each month from July through December. And now my thoughts turn from 2021 to 2022. For the past 8 years, I've chosen one word to be my theme for the year. This year, my word came quite quickly: thirst. There's a practical aspect to my word, but it also has a deeper meaning as well. One thing I want to change about myself is to increase the amount of water that I drink. There are all kinds of studies out there about the optimum quantity of water to drink. I don't think that number is nearly as important as choosing water over other beverages. However, to give me a measurement to keep me on track, my goal is to drink at least 64 ounces of water each day. We humans were created with the mechanism for thirst, but no amount of H2O can quench the thirsting of our souls. For that, we need spiritual water, living water. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." He promised that if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. My desire for this new year is to carefully watch what I thirst for and where I turn to quench my thirst. There is much in this world that promises to fill us. Thirst for achievement, revenge, even security can leave us focused on ourselves. My prayer is that we would enter 2022 with a renewed sense of thirst for the Lord who loves us. Many 2022 OSU Extension programming dates have been set for several nutrition, food safety, and food preservation programs. Looking out towards March 2022, I'll be teaching an Instant Pot class at the Coshocton Public Library and a cottage foods and labeling class for anyone interested in selling food at farmers markets or from your home. You can find more details about all these programs on our website, coshocton.osu.edu. This week, the Ohio State University is closed today, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. Therefore, our office will observe these same hours. The office will be open on Thursday, December 30th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. In closing, at OSU Extension, we are proud to work for Coshocton County to help educate and improve our families, farms, and businesses. Please feel free to contact OSU Extension for more information at 740-622-2265 or visit our website at coshocton.osu.edu. From all of us at OSU Extension, we wish you a happy new year.